This is my Kemper, and these are the basic knob settings that I'm using for the Soldana profile. I don't have the gain dimed out because it's a high gain amplifier profile that I'm using to begin with, so it doesn't need that. And I'm also using a pedal that I'm going to switch to here in a second for where the kind of pushing it over the edge, using a fairly clean set pedal as a booster to send it to 11 from 9.5. I'm going to flip over to that and then talk through the rest of the signal chain that's going on in the software up here. Okay, first part on the tone of that video is a Wampler Ratsbane, which any Proco Rat clone will probably do this. Just the main thing is set it fairly clean, gain low, volume kind of boosted past unity, tone to taste. I like most rat pedals on the dark side. On this particular one, I've got it in kind of the low gain mode, and then voice is on the left. We're basically using this as a filter and a booster as opposed to an actual distortion pedal. So you can pull off this kind of setup with any rat pedal. Alright, and then the rest of it is easier to show in the Kemper software. First thing after that rat pedal, it hits a compressor, which is kind of on the light side. You're just squishing the sound just a little bit. I've got the drive off because I was trying to set it up like a rat pedal, and I just like the Wampler better. And then you've got a graphic EQ after that in your signal, and you just kind of set it boosting just a little bit of the bass down on 80 hertz, keeping these kind of flat. And then here's your mid-range frequencies, pushing those up some. And then after we get past 5,000 hertz, give it some cut, because this cuts out some of that high-gain shriek that Soldanos can do. And then the amplifier itself, gain's actually set medium, because it's a high-gain amplifier, high-gain channel that's profiled, that it's copying. And then your bass, middle, and treble are mostly flat. Bass is cut just a little bit to cut out the woofiness. Middle pushed just a little bit, which combined with that graphic equalizer boosts the mids up some more so it doesn't sound 80s scoopy. And then the Soldano that's amplifier that's profiled has plenty of high frequencies, so you don't need to boost the treble at all on it. And then in any software with Kemper, the most important thing is going to be what cabinet you use, and this is just default settings for Kemper cabinets, and I'm using a Impulse Response, which is a software speaker, basically, that's available free from Spectre Digital, I believe. They still have them for free. And then the studio equalizer's off. The next thing is a noise gate, which is set pretty high up to keep everything kind of quiet so it doesn't get quite as much hissy. And then I leave the delay and reverb off on this profile.